Fighting is still going on in eastern Ukraine, and civilians continue to pay with their lives, though not on the scale of that seen in 2014 and early 2015. During that period, more than 9,000 people were killed in conflict between government troops and rebel fighters. An estimated 2,000 were civilians. That data comes from the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR. In a new report into the conflict, it shows that civilian casualties have decreased substantially since a ceasefire in September 2015 and the signing of the Minsk Peace Accords. Now around 10 people are killed a month and dozens injured. Despite this significant drop in casualties, the risks of the security situation worsening are real. Here's Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, Ivan Simonovich, speaking at the Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Conflict is slowly re-escalating once again. Since 15th May, half of all civilian casualties were caused by shelling from mortars and howitzers. Weapons which use in the conflict zone are prohibited by the Minsk Agreement.
Mr. Simonovich said that clashes and exchange of fire happened on a daily basis near Donetsk and Horlivka, cities controlled by the armed groups, and in the towns of Avdiivka and Marinka, which are under government protection. Those living on either side of the contact zone also face severe restrictions on their freedom of movement, the UN official said, in reference to the 20 to 30,000 people who cross the front line every day to get their pensions or to see a doctor. And while hundreds of people are still missing in government and rebel-held areas in the east, reported human rights violations continue in the Crimea. There, Ivan Simonovich said, minorities such as the Tatars have seen their situation deteriorate considerably in the 2 years since the Russian Federation extended its control over the peninsula.
Anti-extremism and anti-terrorism laws have been used to criminalize non-violent behavior and stifle dissenting opinion, while the judicial and law enforcement systems have been instrumentalized to clamp down on opposition voices. Worst affected are Crimean Tatars, whose main representative body, Mejlis, has been banned, and whose representatives I met during my visit.
Calling for a sustainable peace in Ukraine, Ivan Simonovich said that a way had to be found to implement the Minsk Accords, even though they were, to quote him, not very popular among the people he spoke to in government-controlled areas. At the same time, accounts of torture and ill-treatment, arbitrary and incommunicado detention by the armed groups have continued to surface in the conflict zone where 2.7 million people live. Those responsible will be held to account sooner or later, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights said, before adding that war crimes, crimes against humanity and grave breaches of human rights cannot be the subject of any amnesty. Speaking at the Council, Ukraine's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Yuri Klimenko, said that any rights violations committed by government troops would be investigated and punished. The Ukrainian representative also called on Russia to pull back its troops and mercenaries and to stop its efforts to annex Crimea. In reply, the Russian Federation spoke of abuses by Ukrainian forces, including secret prisons where torture allegedly took place, while calling for an investigation into the shooting of anti-government protesters in Kiev's Maidan Square in 2014. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.